in the playoffs.
Not anymore.
James Conner is in from 2 yards out, and the Cardinals are finally on the board.
The only touchdown for the Arizona Cardinals last night didn't happen until after the Rams were already leading them 28-0. They lost to the Rams 34-11 last night, and quarterback Kyler Murray's first playoff game performance wasn't any prettier than his Redbirds being blown out 34-11. He threw two interceptions, including one that was run back for a touchdown by the Rams.
Shotgun snap, Murray from his end zone, looking. Pumps in trouble, gets hit, throws the ball forward, and it's picked off, and it's a touchdown. He underhand threw the ball. David Long picked it off.
Oh, that was the ugliest pick six I may have ever seen. Vince Murata, half of Bickley and Murata on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, joined us earlier to talk about the Cards and whether their future includes their current coach, Cliff Kingsbury. And Vince, your headline at ArizonaSports.com is Kingsbury, Murray look like deer in headlights in first playoff game. But what you said to me about that headline in the newsroom this morning was even more appropriate.
Yeah, in a situation where there's a deer in the headlights on the road, sometimes the driver swerves.
Did not happen.
To avoid contact, that did not happen.
No.
Roadkill. The Cardinals showed up in Los Angeles, and I'm pretty sure they had a plan, Jim. It just looked like they didn't. Somebody spilled coffee on Cliff Kingsbury's play sheet right before the game started, and he couldn't read what was supposed to happen. They looked completely directionless in that game, and that is alarming.
So your partner on the radio, Dan Bickley, says in his writing at ArizonaSports.com that we need a new plan, a new coach, and maybe even new uniforms.
Oh, wait, before you answer that, I know firsthand how what you wear and how you feel about what you're wearing can set your attitude for the whole day,
More black? Is that what you're saying? We need more black?
Well, they should have last night because it was a funeral. I don't care. Look, I love uniforms, and I study them, and I'm a big fan of them. The Cardinals could have worn the best football uniforms known to man last night, and they would have got their butts kicked.
In
terms of the complete overhaul from the top, Michael Bidwell was really disappointed last year in the way things ended. When the Cardinals were 6-3 and they were in first place and they faded down the stretch and everybody asked the questions about Cliff Kingsbury, is he cut out to be an NFL coach? If you were disappointed after that, this is tenfold. Mm-hmm. You had the best record in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you got embarrassed on Monday Night Football in the first ever Monday Night playoff game. You got to be asking yourself those questions. I ultimately don't think a coaching change will be made. But the questions about Cliff Kingsbury and the questions about Kyler Murray that have lingered throughout their three-year stay in Arizona, they're just louder now. And they'll be louder until September when they take the field again.
So Jamie wanted to ask a question here. And I think it's fair. It's a fair question to ask, even though I feel personally it's just going to be hurtful to me. Go ahead, Jamie.
Why is it going to be hurtful to you? I'm just wanting to know what positives can we talk about at the end of this season?
And here's why it's hurtful for me. Because it takes longtime Cardinals fans like me, and it just builds up our hopes again just to have them dashed upon the
rocks. No, we're looking back. We're looking back, not forward at the moment.
You have to look pretty deep. A positive is that they had three more regular season wins than they did the year previous.
Okay, I'll take that.
But they also had one more regular season game.
It's also the second straight year you can say that. When you collapse and you fall on your face before the finish line every single year, that washes away, in my opinion, Jamie, a lot of the positives that can happen or the silver linings you could take away from this season.
Vince Murata there, not very positive Vince Murata, but it's hard to be positive after that game last night, which was just really, really hard to watch.